Good evening, Lehigh Valley, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening. And as you know from the theme song that we play, this program relates to business in the Valley, in particular, what's happening on the business scene or with our small businesses. So this evening, I'm going to be wrapping up a focus that I started last year in December, looking at what's happening in downtown Allentown. Almost a year ago, as a matter of fact, it was October of last year, Governor Corbett was in Allentown and announced that the Marriott Corporation would be joining our downtown Allentown Renaissance by locating one of their premier hotels at the PPL Center area, Marriott Renaissance. This will be their third location in Pennsylvania for the Marriott Renaissance and one of 162 worldwide. So this evening, I invited the general manager, Scott Bullock, who's with the Greenwood Hospitality Group, to join us and tell us a little bit about what it's like to oversee the construction and the startup operations for this new hotel. And although I'm not telling any secrets out of the bag here, they're planning on opening in early 2015. There's a lot to do this last quarter to get everything ready. So, Scott, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Scott, could you just share with our listeners a little bit about your background, who you are, where you came from, what you've been doing?
My background, my entire adult life has been working in hotels and restaurants. Recently, I was in Rochester, New York, working with a Hilton hotel with a prime steak restaurant inside. And I was the owner's asset manager for that property, basically directing all the operations in the facility. Prior to that, I was, again, in upstate New York, overseeing five hotels, four hotels in New York State, and one hotel in Ohio. Prior to that, if we go way back, I spent 20 years with the same company, ending up as director of operations, vice president, director of operations, overseeing 13 full-service hotels with all the general managers reporting to me. I'm one of those funny people that actually have a degree in the business that I've spent my adult life in. So I've been doing this for a long time.
That's amazing. And listeners, he's a graduate of RIT in Rochester. So he started out there and most recently was there until we got him here in the Lehigh Valley. You and your wife have lived all over the country, correct?
We have. We've probably, I believe if we really tracked it, we've moved back and forth across the United States twice. With
wow.
A lot of stops in between.
Wow. That's covering a lot of territory.
My wife is a trooper. She knows how to move.
Oh, I guess. If you need packing done, I guess she knows how to do it.
She does.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Marriott Renaissance, because I know as a citizen of the Lehigh Valley, I was extremely awed when I found out that the Marriott Renaissance was coming to the Lehigh Valley. It is going to be one of several Marriott hotels here in the Valley. We have the Courtyard, the Fairfield Inn and Suites, the Residence Inn. Is it typical, unusual, that a number of Marriott operations will be located in the same area?
It's certainly not unusual. The properties you just mentioned are limited service or semi-full service properties. We will be a full-service luxury property, as you described it. It's really different. So our property really will compete on the level of a Ritz-Carlton, a Westin, those types of facilities. The properties that are out, and really I think you mentioned the ones that are near the airport.
Correct.
They serve a certain segment, will serve different segments than what they normally go after.
Okay. And you had mentioned when we had spoken prior to the show that there's also another sort of high-end hotel in the Marriott Group called an Autograph Hotel. Could you share with our listeners what that is?
Autograph hotels are, it's almost like it's an associate hotel to the Marriott family. It's unique properties that are kind of boutique-y.
Okay.
In their own way, but they will run off of the Marriott reservation system, and there are certain standards that they have to fulfill. However, the standards are not quite as strict as what a Renaissance would be or a JW Marriott or a Marriott hotel would be. So that's almost like an affiliate.
Okay.
Our company, Greenwood Hospitality, actually operates two Autograph hotels, one in Dearborn, Michigan, and the other one in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, is the Dearborn one is Henry Ford related?
It's called the Henry. It used to be the Ritz-Carlton there, which is directly across the street from the Ford Corporation.
And Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Museum?
Cleveland, it's called it's the Autograph 9.
Okay.
And it's in a restored bank building. There's a grocery store that's there in a atrium that has a Tiffany stained glass rotunda above it. There's residences that are involved.
Wow.
It's quite a rehab complex that is happening in Cleveland.
Well, yeah, Cleveland is doing so much. I had the opportunity last year to visit there. My sister was at the Cleveland Clinic, so I spent a deal of time there and got to see a lot of the renovations that are happening in that community up close.
No, Cleveland's a great little city. I like Cleveland.
Yeah, they had some fantastic eating places, but not unlike the Lehigh Valley. And I know we're going to have some more when your hotel gets open.
Yes.
So the Marriott Renaissance obviously is a sort of high-end. You're looking for a specific type of traveler or guest that's coming in. How does an area get considered for that? How did we make a pitch? Who does what? How does this come about?
Well, that's a good question. And you know, I think all of this started with J.B. Riley looking for something that would complement everything else that was happening downtown. You've got a first-class arena that's part of the complex. You have LVHN, which is a first-class facility. You've got City Center 1, 2, 3, and all the rest of the construction, the new construction that's happening downtown. So what they were looking for was something that would complement everything else that was going in. In the Lehigh Valley, there are full-service hotels. There's no luxury full-service hotel. So the feeling was that there was a pent-up demand for that type of facility.
Okay.
And with everything else that was going into the mix, you know, it just seemed like a great fit to have something that would be above the norm, you know, something that would attract more people to come to downtown, a different reason. And you know, having something that can produce a lot of quality, not only in product but also in service, mm-hmm. was also part of the overall plan to create a destination in downtown Allentown.
And as I did some research, I also understood that part of being in a Renaissance area was that there were things to do, attractions, sort of beyond the arena, that you look at the community broadly to see what is available to help guide your visitors to find and discover different things within the area.
It's funny you say that because Renaissance does not use the term guests. They're discoverers.
Okay.
And our front of the house employees are navigators. So our employees will help the discoverers navigate to little hidden gems around the city. It can be a cultural event. It could be a dining establishment. It could be where the Liberty Bell was stored. It could be a plethora of things. So there's a lot of discovery involved in the Renaissance brand.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited. I was downtown on Monday. Unfortunately, it wasn't to go to the Cher concert, but I had an appointment down there in the evening. And even though Cher had to postpone, I could see the energy that was still happening downtown at the Hamilton. And I can't wait until your doors get open and we start seeing sort of that whole corner come alive again with all your discoverers and everything going on in the hotel as well.
Well, our current offices are in City Center 2, which is right across the street from the PPL Arena. And we're on the sixth floor, and we can go to a window and see down into the main entrance and down into the courtyard at the Hamilton Kitchen. And last night, it's just a jam of people. And during the day, when nothing else is going on, especially at lunchtime, there's a lot of energy on the street. There's people walking up and down. There's a lot of a lot of business people that now are in the area with more to come. So
Right. Downtown
is actually becoming the bustling vision that JB and a few other people had 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Yeah, a while ago. I remember when I was located downtown, actually in the building that you're in, but the predecessor building, at lunchtime, and this was back in the early 80s, you know, you go out at lunch and the streets were just teeming with people. You could hardly find a way to get through, navigate your way through the sidewalk. We had those canopies then, which were very ugly and also interrupted a passenger or a walker flow. But it's nice to see that coming back. It was just so sad that we lost that. But this is exciting, and you're part of it. And let's talk a little bit more about what it is that's going on at the hotel facility. Now, as I tried to understand sort of the makeup of the business model, City Center owns the building, Greenwood manages the building, and
correct.
Marriott is the flag hotel.
Correct. Marriott has issued a franchise for us to operate as a Renaissance hotel.
So you have three bosses, is that correct?
Well, I have more than three. I mean, I have many masters. I have the discoverers or our guests. I have the employees. I have ownership. I have a management company. I have Marriott. So, yes, there's many masters to make them all happy, and that's our job. And you know, it's a challenging position, but it can be very, very fulfilling.
Okay, so this structure is now and sort of forever. So it's not just during the construction and the startup, Greenwood.
No,
and
we're
and
here. We're here. We're helping with the construction, operationally making sure that what is constructed inside the hotel will work and work well for us in the future. And at the same time, we're setting up systems. We're helping with the purchasing of the FF&E and the entire design of what's happening. So it's good to have boots on the ground mm-hmm. at this point in time, because once everything is installed and up, then it's up to us to make it work. So it's great that ownership has realized that it's beneficial for us to be here mm-hmm. now. The other two people that we have on board are actually totally involved in the sales effort. We have a director of sales and marketing. We have a sales manager. And what they're tasked with at the moment is to go out and solicit business. And not only guest rooms, but also catering and events. So they've been very, very busy talking to all the companies that are in the Lehigh Valley, looking towards the future to get them to be booked into the hotel for whatever function that they care to do.
Okay, well, let's take a moment and talk about what the hotel is going to have to offer as far as amenities, especially for someone who's looking to maybe book a facility in 2015 for anything, reunion, a gala, okay. whatever.
Well, let's see. Let's start. We have 170 rooms. Okay. 18 of those are executive kings, and those primarily sit all on the north side of the building and have floor-to-ceiling windows. We have about 10,500 square feet of meeting space. We have a ballroom that sits on top of a restaurant, so it's the third level up from the PPL main entrance. And that has the capacity to do 300 for a sit-down dinner, 450 for a cocktail reception.
Nice.
Our restaurant is the second level up from the PPL entrance. And all told, that will have about 220 seats, and it's a restaurant and bar combined. It is an open kitchen concept, so all the cooking will be done right in front of the guests in the restaurant. With our main kitchen, believe it or not, is in the basement. So that will be our prep kitchen for banquets, okay. prep kitchen for the restaurant. We also have a bake shop, so we will be doing our own baked goods and pastries
nice.
And making our own pasta.
Okay, so is there and please, if I'm going into territory, I shouldn't ask, but is there a theme for the restaurant at this point as far as the type of food, or is that still up in the air to be?
It's still, it's a work in progress.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. We have a preliminary menu, and that's all it is. It's very preliminary. Our chef is coming from Brico Restaurant
okay.
in Harrisburg, which is a Greenwood Hospitality operated restaurant. And his slant over there is Northern Italian.
Nice.
We will not be an Italian restaurant, so let's set that straight. But our concept was really a modern take on tavern fare. And tavern fare would be something that in days gone by, taverns were meeting places, were gathering places right. for people to discuss what happened during the day, politics, whatever was on their mind. We're looking to create that same type of atmosphere.
A gathering place.
Correct. Correct. With excellent food, a lot of small plates, everything made from scratch, nothing pre-processed, and nothing frozen. So everything fresh.
Okay. Wow. And will the restaurant be open the same time the hotel opens? Will that be the same?
We will open everything at the same time.
Oh, yes. Boy. It's going to be a very busy fourth quarter.
It will be. It is. Well, it's busy now, and it will tend to get busier as we get closer to January 2015. What I didn't mention is that there are five other meeting rooms. These meeting rooms actually have doors that open up into the arena. Between the arena and the hotel, we're still trying to figure that piece out of how we actually operate that, especially during some of the functions that'll happen inside the arena. But it's really rather stunning when you walk into the meeting room and there's a whole wall that's just glass and it's looking into the bowl of the arena. It's really fun. We also will have a concierge club lounge for Marriott's reward guests and an exercise facility.
Okay. All right, so everything will be compact right there. Now, you'd mentioned you have two employees right now that are working with you.
Besides me, so there's three of us
there's
here.
There's three of yes, you right here.
At the moment.
Okay. So, listeners, we're going to take a short break in a few seconds, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the opportunities that might be there for people who would be looking for employment and how the timing of that's going to be. We won't necessarily have specifics, but just to keep your ears open and eyes open. And then we'll also give you a phone number regarding if you want to talk about reserving any of those meeting rooms or banquet rooms, that'll be available to you. So we're going to take a short break. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse with Scott Bullock, General Manager of the Marriott Renaissance.
Celtic Fare, a celebration of Celtic music and culture from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Galicia, and Brittany to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Bringing you music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar every Thursday from 7 to 9 on WDIY Allentown.
Do you have vinyl albums or 45s on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the records, and you will receive a tax deduction. For more information or to arrange for drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3 or visit wdiy.org.
Welcome back, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And my guest this evening in the studio is Scott Bullock, who is the GM of the Marriott Renaissance in downtown Allentown. And right before the break, we were talking a little bit about the amenities that the hotel has and that at least at this point, there's three people sort of orchestrating that, but there's going to be a need for more. So, Scott, what kinds of positions are you foreseeing that will become available and timing? And
you know, I smile when you say that because we have to hire everyone to do all positions.
Okay.
As you said, there's only three of us. We will eventually end up with close to 150 employees, full-time, part-time. Part-time will be banquet call-in folks, with pretty much the rest of the staff being fairly full-time with a little bit of flexible staff and housekeeping as we schedule as needed. So it's a lot of folks that we have to identify and interview and hire.
And train,
which is a big portion of it. Presently, what we're searching for is some of the top managers. which does take time, and we will identify them, hire them, and then they in turn will help us hire all of the hourly employees that we'll look for in the hotel.
Okay, so when you say the hire manager is a person that manages housekeeping, a person that manages the, not the discoverers, the navigators?
Well, currently right now we're interviewing for HR.
Okay.
So we'll have an HR person on property, a food and beverage director who will help oversee all of the facilities, food and beverage efforts, a controller to do the accounting.
Always a good thing to have.
Always a good thing to have. And we need to bring them in prior to opening so we can set up all the systems.
Correct.
To make sure that we're accounting for everything properly and producing P&Ls and budgets for ownership.
Okay. Now, I would imagine now Greenwood would have certain needs of financial accounting, and the Marriott would as well. So do the two work together, or do you find yourself going in different directions?
No, it's pretty much we're all in sync. There's generally accepted practices for hospitality accounting, which are pretty universal.
Okay.
So it's all set up the same way. So what we'll set up will work for all the entities involved.
Okay. And as you hire your managers and then begin to look outside, there will be a way that the community will be aware of it through either advertisements or
Correct.
Through the Workforce Investment Board, or there'll be some way. Would it be on a website too?
We are working on a website. We are developing a website for the hotel. We will be doing some ads prior to doing some job fairs.
Okay.
We're working with an association in Allentown to do some local hiring wherever possible. We'll also probably do our own job fair, advertise that, and see what we can get from the community.
Terrific. So there's a lot of opportunities. I mean,
there
besides
are.
Yours, I mean, obviously the PPL Center and everything else that's going on down there, but it's a great opportunity for anyone who wants to work locally and be a part of what's happening in downtown Allentown.
It is. There will be a lot of jobs that will be available. We're talking housekeeping, restaurants, front of the house, mm-hmm. the navigators. As I said earlier, we have to hire every single employee.
All right. So if someone's interested to find out more about, booking a place or finding out more how they go about do reservations, is there a phone number that we can share with the listeners, Scott?
There is. We don't really have anything set up in the hotel yet because it is under construction. But the main number that we will keep for the hotel is active, and it transfers to a phone that sits in the sales office currently. That number is 484-273-4000.
Okay, I'm making a note of that too, so we repeat that again.
Yeah, so if someone is looking for something, and really we're taking bookings from the middle of January 2015 and beyond.
Wow.
So we will take room reservations, we will take catering questions, needs, wants, and try to fit them in if we can.
Okay, sounds great. Now, you had mentioned, during construction, and obviously construction's still going on. I mean, you've made great headway, and thank you so much for saving the facade of the Dime Savings Building, because I always thought that was a pretty neat-looking building.
You're welcome. That will actually be the lobby of the hotel, okay. So all check-in will happen there. There is a mezzanine, and I believe the old Dime Bank did have a
mm-hmm.
mezzanine.
Yes, it did.
I don't know if this is exactly in the same place, but there is a mezzanine that will be open. From I'll call it a mid-level that you can look down from the mezzanine down into the lobby. So in the windows, the arched windows are magnificent, and it just creates a nice backdrop for a lot of things that we'll be doing inside the hotel.
Well, and it really speaks to the name Marriott Renaissance. You've brought a building back.
There you go.
And given it new life again. So tell me, Scott, because you're in all of this happening right now, a lot of balls in the air, what's a typical day like for you between construction and trying to, manage and get bookings, all that kind of stuff? Days must go quickly.
If you'd ask my wife, it's too long.
I'm sure.
The day is too long. But You know, it's fun. It's fun. It's, we are in the midst of a construction zone. There's a lot of back and forth with the construction of it, how we're doing it, what goes where, with things as specific as lighting and where the switches are supposed to be, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of back and forth again with the FF&E, which is furniture, fixtures, and equipment. The designers have a vision, and sometimes that vision is extremely expensive. So it's our job and the purchasing company's job to find adequate alternatives that give you the same look and feel without maybe costing quite so much.
Okay.
So there's a lot of value engineering, I think is a good term to put it for those types of things. A lot of interviewing is happening presently. I had one this week, an hour and a half interview for an F&B candidate. So, and last week I sat with 2 hours with a human resource candidate. So there's a lot of interviewing going on for key department heads. Budgets. You've got to have budgets.
Budget season.
You
got to
have budgets.
For everybody else. So
for us, it's the first full year budget. You know, we're looking to open just after the first of next year. So we're working on budgets and projections and forecasts. So
you're like a startup business.
It is a startup business. So there have been projections done in the past, but this is much more detailed line by line budget that will outline all the expenses, all the revenues throughout all the departments. So it's a fairly massive undertaking. The other thing we're doing is systems for the hotel. Internet systems, phone systems, sound systems, anything that's going into the property.
Projection for computer presentations. Yeah. Oh boy, yes. I mean,
everything has to be identified, ordered, and this is the part where we have to double check and make sure that we're doing things to Marriott standards, but also that things that we're putting in will talk to each other, that they interface. And there may be a system that we really want to have over here, but if it doesn't talk to the property management system and interface correctly, then it's not something that we can pursue. So we're finding products, we're getting bids.
You're doing that without an IT person on staff right now, too.
Correct.
Whoa, okay.
Correct. Well, we're working with professional companies that know what they're doing. You know, I'm not an IT specialist. And then we're in the process of ordering all the smallwares. I mean,
silverware, napkins, linens.
All of it. And wow. If I really totaled up the list, there's thousands of items on those lists, probably 3,000 or 4,000 items. Fortunately, we have contracted with Marriott Purchasing to do a large portion of this, or else I'd be pulling out hair at this point.
Well, and I was just wondering, when you were talking about working with designers and contractors and stuff like that, obviously the Marriott has, as you mentioned, some of its own standards, and Greenwood probably does too. Where did the designers fit in? Do they sort of cross both of those companies as far as desires and direction?
Well, the designers are well aware of what Marriott's expectations are for a Renaissance hotel. They're also well aware of standards for a Renaissance hotel. So anything that they put forth, they've done their research, and it should be something that passes by everyone. However, you know, a design is it's a very individual thing. And the designs that they come up with do have to be approved by Marriott. So when the hotel is being constructed and fitted out, that it meets their expectations of what a Renaissance should be. So there's two or three levels of approval process that we have to go through.
And then with construction, you're also dealing with multiple companies there as well.
Yes.
Correct? The made construction and the finish?
Yeah. There's wiring contractors, there's plumbers, there's the main construction company that we're using is North Star on the interior. The shell and core were done by another company, the same company that did the arena and the LVHN building.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a multitude. And while we're talking about that, it's a shared campus. You know, we have common areas that we share with the arena and with the Lehigh Valley Hospital Network. We share the back dock. We share trash pickup. We share some common hallways. We share exterior areas, and we share elevators. So it's a very interesting and unique situation for a hotel to be in this type of association.
So trying to equate it maybe to a residential community, is there an official association that so that you guys can come to a table and work out what might be in the best interest of everyone?
There is a condo association, believe it or not, and that's okay. What it's called, although it's not really
a condo.
We're not talking about condos. So yes, there is. And you know, everyone's being good neighbors.
Okay.
You know, and we're kind of learning as you go. And the first building that was occupied was Lehigh Valley Hospital. Second was the arena. We'll be the last to open of the complex. As I sit back and watch, maybe it's not so bad to be the last one to open, because a lot of the kinks of, you know, it's new construction.
Sure.
So there's things to work your way through, and our business is different than the other two businesses that are there. We have people that are spending the night with us,
right.
And we're 24/7. The other two businesses are not 24/7. So to get some of the kinks in the systems worked out prior to us coming online, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, you had mentioned, as far as common spaces, the rooms where they would open up into the arena. That is an interesting challenge. So if there's a concert going on there and you rent the room, you can't necessarily let the people have access to the concert. And
well, there's ways to do it. There's ways to do it, and everyone has to be in sync with this. But if we sell tickets mm-hmm. to the group that's in the room, then I believe it's okay for them to watch the concert, because they'd be paying for the privilege to watch the concert.
Okay.
There's some other internal challenges with utilizing that space at night, but you know, we'll work our way through it. Presently, with the hotel not being open, there's blackouts that roll down that cover up the glass.
Okay.
So when Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were in, and the Eagles earlier, there's screens that come down and block out the space.
Could you actually, as you are in that room and looking through the glass, can you see down to the main floor? Could you see the performer?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
How much are those rooms going for?
Well, now these are meeting rooms,
right,
not sleeping
right.
rooms, but the way that the arena is set up, and at least the first two concerts, the stage is, I believe it's the west side of the arena. So our rooms are on the east side. So you're looking straight across the bowl from those rooms, straight at the stage.
So that might be an interesting venue to have for entertaining business clients and getting them to the concert by buying tickets.
Very much so.
Ooh, that's a nice combination.
Very
much
so.
I like that a lot. We're talking about, you know, opening in 2015, a lot of construction going on. Craziness sort of happening with trying to pull the whole team together. And then there's training. So there's, you know, it's almost October. January is right around the corner. What kinds of training programs can employees expect to be a part of if they come and be a part of your team?
It depends on the position, but it'll be fairly extensive. Our goal right now, and I'll stress it's a goal, is to have most of what we need to have in place by Thanksgiving. And then we know that there's going to be things that straggle in after that. But let's say we have 90% of everything that needs to be in place by Thanksgiving. We start doing some massive interviews and some hiring. We need to have employees in place by the middle of December, or maybe even a little bit sooner, mm-hmm. because we have to actually turn a finished hotel over to Marriott for them to come in and do some of their specific training. 2 weeks prior to opening. So as you work back from the opening date, you know, we probably need 3, maybe even 4 weeks to train, acquaint, orientate the employees to their new responsibilities within the property. So there'll be a lot of training going on.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and I've done training and I've, you know, done scheduling of things like this. And over the holidays, it's not an easy time to have things happen.
True. It's unfortunate that those holidays will get in our way, but we'll just have to work around that. And I realize that at the same time that we'll be doing training, we still will be outfitting the hotel.
Sure. Not everything will be done.
Not everything will be done.
Yeah.
So it will be organized chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But it's stimulating. It's fun.
Oh, a lot of energy. A lot of energy. Electricity going on over there. When we come back, what I'd like to do is talk a little bit more about one particular role, which I think is so neat. It's the navigators. And maybe just before our break, explain again, Scott, what the role of the navigator is.
Well, Renaissance has a specific job that is titled navigator. And the navigators actually are located within the lobby of the hotel. And you could actually say they do the role of a concierge, basically. A concierge plus. Concierge will guide you, direct you, maybe get tickets or something for you. A navigator is charged with the task of finding unique things around the city that a traveler may miss or not know about, and then direct them to these unique little niches of business or culture, whatever they may be.
Okay, listeners, so when we come back, we're going to be talking about a little bit more about the navigator, what their role is, how this is used within the Marriott. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening, with my guest, Scott Bullock, General Manager of the Marriott Renaissance.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
WDIY is proud to partner with the Celtic Cultural Alliance and the 2014 Celtic Classic, September 26th, 27th, and 28th, a celebration of Celtic culture and heritage, promoting and preserving the heritage of Irish, Scottish, and Welsh cultures, presented on historic Bethlehem's festival grounds. This year's festival features a fiddle competition, invitational bagpipe competition, children's crafts, a haggis eating contest, workshops, and entertainment. Blackwater, Seamus Kennedy, Burning Bridget Cleary, Tannehill Weavers, the Glengarry Boys, and more. For more information, CelticFest.org.
Okay, listeners, welcome back. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening, with my guest, Scott Bullock, General Manager of the Marriott Renaissance in downtown Allentown. And before our short break, we were talking about the role of navigator, which Scott mentioned is similar to a concierge plus that the Marriott Renaissance has perfected. And can you share with our listeners, Scott, how your navigators are going to obtain the information to help your discoverers discover the nooks and crannies within the Lehigh Valley?
Well, actually, I think this could be a very fun position for the right personality, because part of what they do is go out and search out unique places to go, and it's personal experience that They will go out. They will take pictures. They will have iPads at the navigator station. So if someone needs a visual, they can bring a picture of whatever the experience is up right on their iPad. And you know, they write blogs. So there is a navigator blog that they can write into. And you know, other employees can bring things to the navigator saying, you know, I just experienced this. You need to add this to your list. So we'll search out all sorts of opinions and expressions from people about unique and fun experience. You know, the motto, I think, with Renaissance is live life to discover. Mm-hmm. And the navigators are supposed to express that at a 200% level. So when you come into a Renaissance, when you're looking for something that's strictly local or something that's very unique, it's the navigators that you should search out.
Okay. And if I, as a frequent discoverer of the Lehigh Valley over these last 40-some years...
I like the way you phrase that.
if I had some suggestions for you, will you have a suggestion box at the hotel or something similar that I could maybe give you an idea or two?
I don't think we'll actually have a public suggestion box. However, if there is something that you feel is unique and should be included in our list of fun things to do, I would say please come down and visit with the navigator.
Okay.
once we're open. Share with them what your item is, and if they feel it is worthy of adding to the list, they will.
Okay. And so they'll be armed with these iPads. So as a discoverer coming in to the Marriott, if I'm not quite sure what I want, they'll be able to flip through and
Absolutely.
Say, this is restaurants, this is, you know, amusements, this is family, this is whatever. You have the
Absolutely.
Categories.
You know, I think a lot of people are very visual these days, and a picture speaks 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
We will have that type of technology throughout the hotel.
That's wonderful. I'm excited about that because that to me, well, that and the hospitality staff or the cleaning staff, they are the two most important positions, I think, when you're staying at a hotel.
Well, you can't sell rooms if they're not clean. And housekeeping is a solid foundation to anything that happens at a hotel. They don't get enough credit most of the time.
Well, and you interact with them, you know, at a more personal level because you're going in and out of your room and if they're in the hallway and... You know, so they make a big impression, I think.
They do. Absolutely.
On the staff. So two very important roles. Now, we've talked about training and the fact that you're going to be heavily engaged in that right before you open. Now, that's for the majority of the employees. How about you? Do you have to go through some specific training? I mean, you've been in hoteling for a long time.
I've been hoteling.
Yes.
That's a nice way to put it. Actually, I do. I'm already signed up for a trip in October to go for Marriott training that's called Renaissance Immersion. Immersion.
Is there a different language too?
Yeah, well, there tends to be. There tends to be. And really what that is to make sure that I'm up to speed with everything that Renaissance is.
Okay.
And everything that is offered by Marriott as support of operating a Renaissance hotel. So it's certainly not strange to have this type of training with a major hotel company. You have to do it if you're new to Hilton, if you're new to Sheraton, Starwood.
Different cultures.
You still have to go through that basic brand training, and that's part of it. There's another session that's called Executive Orientation that I will have to go through in November.
Okay. And after you've gone through the training and the hotel has opened up, do you have a sort of a peer group of GMs either in the Renaissance world or in the Greenwood world that is sort of your sounding board and your support on an ongoing basis?
Well, see, that's the nice thing about working with a company like Greenwood. We have two other Marriott products, the two Autograph hotels. I have already gone to a Marriott review at one of the Autograph hotels 2 months ago.
Okay.
To just sit in on it and see what it was all about. We actually have a monthly general manager conference call where there is a speaker, there's a guest speaker, it's another GM talking about a subject, and we do a roundtable about what's going on in the hotel and anything that is current topic that someone wants to discuss, you have that opportunity to do that. I've met three quarters of the GMs already. So that is my immediate peer group for me to reach out to. Once I go through my immersion training, I will meet more Renaissance general managers and create some relationships that I can reach out to through that exercise also.
Okay, and if I, as a Allentown or Lehigh Valley business person, do traveling, and I know you here locally at the Renaissance, can you introduce me to anybody if I'm going to Dubai or wherever else you might be located?
Sometimes.
If you know them,
maybe
if you've met
maybe
them.
Not so much in a foreign. Okay. Land, but you never know who you run into. There's Marriott conferences that in the future we'll be attending that they gather all the general managers and they go through whatever else they're introducing or changing in the future. So there will be the opportunity for me to get to know a lot of these people in the future.
Okay. So, and if you are constant discoverer. I mean, if as you do all your business trips and you always stay at a Marriott Renaissance, is there anything to be aware of? Is there anything to look for? Is there anything special about having that kind of star rating behind your?
Well, actually, there is. The more points you get, the more you rise up in level. And the more you rise up in level of, let's say, a Marriott repeat guest, the better the benefits. You reach a certain level, and typically you'll get upgraded every time you come in. You reach another certain level, and you do have last room availability. I mean, there's a lot of perks that can happen as you travel more and more and get more points through the Marriott system.
I'm trying to get you a lot of reservations early on.
Thank
Some
you.
People
Bring
start
it.
Getting their
Bring
points.
It. Start calling.
We've spoken a lot about the Marriott group, but let's talk for a minute just about the Greenwood group. And they have a number of hotels, and you've worked with them for a little while. Where are they located, and how did they get involved in the Lehigh Valley?
The main office is in Denver, Colorado, but there's sub-offices across the United States. There's a development office in Connecticut. There's another office in Harrisburg. In the Harrisburg area, there's actually four facilities that are operated by Greenwood Hospitality. So it's a smattering of people across the United States. They became involved, I believe, as a reference from the Core and Shell construction company that was doing the arena project.
Okay.
When they found out that J.B. Riley was actually looking at a Marriott product, they referred Greenwood to J.B. As a potential management company. Because they knew that Greenwood already had a pre-established relationship with Marriott due to the other products that they manage. So it's
that networking.
You know, it's that who you know and being in the right place at the right time thing. So, you know, it was a matter of that introduction. And fortunately, they were awarded the contract to manage the property. And that's how I had the opportunity to come down and take on this project.
Okay, interesting. It's amazing how this weaving occurs within all levels of business.
You know,
it doesn't matter whether you're a small business like me or a large business like the Marriott. It's still extremely incredible.
Networking is a very powerful thing.
And face-to-face networking. I get a little digital networking is okay. But now, we mentioned early on in the show that you have been in this career since graduating from RIT.
I have.
Over the past how many years, have you noticed anything in particular changing or sort of directing or unique from when you started? I mean, when we all get out of college, we have these sort of very pristine ideas of how things are supposed to happen and the order in which they're supposed to happen. And have you seen any like major changes and things happening in the hotel industry?
probably the biggest thing, and it's happened, it's not just our industry, it's everywhere, is technology.
Okay.
The advancements in technology has enabled the hotel industry to become sleeker, more efficient, and to be everywhere all the time. I mean, I was operating hotels when there was no internet, and to make people aware of where you are and what you were doing, I mean, it was basically print.
It was, fax machines were something on the horizon.
Well, it was print ads, and there used to be this huge hotel book that if you booked a lot of rooms, you'd be sent this. It was called the Red Book, and you'd be sent this Red Book, and it had the world of hotels in it. So with technology changing the way that it has, it's made the world a lot smaller, I think, and it's made our industry smaller and not so mysterious. And some of the curtains have been drawn back, and you can peer into hotels like you never had the ability to before. And now with the social sites where guests can leave reviews,
yes,
so other guests or potential guests can read those. I think it's a help. I don't look at that as a hindrance at all. I think it's a help because if you're doing things correctly, then you should be getting good comments.
Mm-hmm.
And good comments should encourage potential guests to say, I think I should try them. So the biggest thing I really think is technology and the advancements. I would say the other thing is the employee base. It's ever changing. You know, each generation is different from the last generation.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I've been doing this, I've seen a couple generations, flow into the hotel industry. So it's a challenge for us to figure out how to deal with the different generations of workers that you have, because each generation has a different path that they were walking down, or a different lifestyle that they're accustomed to. So you can't just treat all the employees the same. There's different ways to, motivate and teach and train the different generations. So that is an ongoing challenge for us.
Well, and especially when you have all those generations under one roof. You know,
correct.
That's also
interacting with each other.
Correct. Yeah, that's that dynamic can be very touchy at times.
At times, but it can also be a great thing.
Yeah, you can get a lot of energy.
If everyone keeps an open mind, you can learn an awful lot from each other.
That's very true. Very true. And speaking of learning a lot, you've seen the Lehigh Valley through different sets of eyes over the years. And one of the things I like to ask folks who have recently relocated to the area is, what do you see in the valley? What is surprising once you're here versus maybe what you've heard about the valley, or what you were led to believe on initial visits versus, you know, now that you've sort of started some roots and you're functioning in the valley full time?
Well, let me answer this in two parts.
Okay.
In the time that I've been here, which is about 6 months, I've seen a change. I truly have seen a change, and we're talking about Allentown at the moment. I've seen a change from where it was 6 months ago to where it is now. There's energy. There is an excitement. It's almost a palpable buzz that you feel as you walk around. You know, if someone hasn't been to downtown Allentown in a year or longer, I think they'll come down. They'll be amazed at the change and the transformation. So, I've seen a difference in 6 months. What surprises me in the Lehigh Valley, probably it's the massive amount of support for what is happening downtown. Yeah, it is a very positive thing, I believe, and there is a lot of investment, and there's a lot of corporate backing and individual backing of everything that is happening. People want it to be successful. Mm-hmm. And when people want it to be successful, even if they don't have a stake in it, it helps. It helps push everything forward. So that support of, and it's not just the hotel, it's the arena, it's LVHN, it's everything that's happening downtown is almost overwhelming at times. I mean, it's everywhere you go. I mean, that's
people
that's,
are happy to see
yeah,
you, and
they are. It's the topic of conversation is all the positive things that are happening in downtown Allentown.
Yeah.
The other thing, and this doesn't really surprise me, but it's the genuineness of the people. People here are very very kind, very considerate. My wife and I have been embraced by the people in the valley, and we appreciate that. I mean, that doesn't happen everywhere you go. And we've moved around a lot, so we would know.
Well, yeah, you've got the measuring stick to be able to tell us that. So, wonderful. It's nice to have you here. I'm glad that you're here and doing what you're doing. I can't imagine juggling all the balls, Scott, that you're juggling for this thing
right
now.
It's fun. But thank you for having me. And I'll just invite the listeners to come down and see us once we're open. And if you have any questions, again, please contact us.
Okay. And listeners, remember that there's going to be some job fairs going on, so keep your eyes posted for that if there's an interest there for you or someone in your family or neighborhood. And if you're interested in making a reservation or learning more about meeting rooms and ballrooms and event types of support provided, that phone number is 484-273-4000. 484-273-4000. So, Scott, thanks so much for taking time out of your very busy day for joining
pleasure.
Us at WDIY.
It was good to get away.
Pulled you out for a little while. Listeners, I hope you got a little bit more insight as to sort of the final jewel in the crown downtown, at least for this year, and that's the Marriott Renaissance. And this wraps up the September Business Focus for Lehigh Valley Discourse with Scott Bullock, General Manager of the Marriott Renaissance.